父亲节。
Thank God, today is Father's Day.
我也是今天上午才知道，我们今天教会的这个团契午餐是我们教会去买啊，不是我们姊妹们来准备，是教会去买。
I just realized this morning that our Sunday lunch is church prepared.
Yeah, 然后我感到很荣幸，因为我觉得以前这种待遇是只有母亲节才有，只有姊妹们才有，父亲节也有了。
I feel very honored because usually that's only Mother's Day have this type of treatment, and now Father's Day have that.I feel very honored.
哎呀，我说这个话，姊妹们不要误解啊！我不是说姊妹们准备的团契午餐不好吃，很好吃啊！我只是觉得呀，我们今天也可以教会来款待我们父亲啊，是这样的一个意思。
I just don't want to be confused. I'm not saying that the meal we prepared by our sister is not good. I'm just saying that we Father's Day we have this same treatment. That would be good.
Yeah.后来我们弟兄都提醒我，是碰巧啦，也不是正好是第三个主日嘛，就这个主日是碰巧，并不是他们为父亲节准备。
Actually, one of the brothers reminded me, now it's not special for us because this is coincide with the third week, third Sunday.
Yeah. 所以我是想多了，原来碰巧。所以呢，有人说啊，男人不需要父亲节。
Some people said, men don't need a Father's Day.
男人不需要那些表面的称赞呐、掌声呐、鲜花，男人不需要这些。
We don't need all those like appearance of praise or people flowers. We don't need that.
男人就是默默的付出，默默的承受。
And we just like in silence, we make our effort, and in silence we bear everything.
都说父爱如山啊。
And people say the father's love is like a mountain.
你哪有看到一座山在那里喧哗呀，在那里跳啊什么的？你看不到，大山都是沉默的，竖立在那里。
And have you ever seen a mountain like stand there just make a noise and jumping around? No, mountain is always a big mountain, always stand there, sit there silently.
Yeah. 所以让鲜花、掌声、称赞都给母亲吧，给女人吧。
So let's give all the flowers of praise to the mothers, the women.
男人不需要父亲节。
Men don't need it.
不管这个说法有没有道理啊。
Whether this saying makes sense or not.
是不是又是一种看起来很谦卑，其实是更骄傲的一种态度呢？
But whether is this some kind looks like humble but actually very arrogant way?Very arrogant attitude.
所以呢，既然呢，今天已经就是有了一个约定俗成的父亲节，
So today, because we have this like custom of the Father's Day.
所以呢，我们还是在今天这个所谓的父亲节的日子，我们来思想圣经中有关父亲的经文。
So we use this opportunity to think about in the Bible about the Father.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上呢，爸父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your word through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is a lamp upon feet, light upon path.
照亮我们，不让我们落到黑暗当中，不让我们偏行己路。
Let us fall in the darkness, and let us walk our own ways.
你的话语也是我们生命的粮食。
Your word is also the bread of life.
让我们的生命能够得饱足，得喜乐，也得力量。
So our life can be fed and have the strength and have the joy.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a pray in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们一起来读屏幕上的圣经的经文，因为今天经文很长，然后弟兄姊妹也非常的熟悉，所以我们大家都坐着来读啊。
And let's read the scripture together because it's kind of quite long and we're all familiar with this. So let's just sit there to read it.
好，我们看到平常经文，我们一起来读《路加福音》的十五章，我们从第十一节读到第三十二节。
Let's read Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 32.
好， 十一节起，耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人就打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有许多的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，就叫过一个仆人来，问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常与我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们领当欢喜快乐。啊，感谢神，我们经文就读到这里。那么这是主耶稣所说的一个非常非常著名的比喻，浪子的故事。
And this is the scripture just read is a very famous parable that Jesus gave. It's called the prodigal son.
啊，那么这个故事呢，被人称为福音中的福音。
And this story was called by some people said this is the gospel of the gospel.
这个故事当中，有一个很特别的地方，就是 有一个应该是很关键的人物，但是在故事当中完全消失了。这个人物是谁呢？
And in this story, supposed to have a very key person, but it seems completely disappeared. What kind this character is?
哎，妈妈，哎，我看到有姊妹那个嘴型，我看出来啊，哎，奇怪啊，这你看这么有名的一个故事，福音中的福音，几乎这个世界上无论你是不是基督徒，可能你都听过浪子的故事吧，多多少少知道一点。
And I saw someone in the audience said it's mother. Yeah, that's right. And everyone, this is a very famous story, parable, and even if you're not Christian, you probably hear that somewhere, sometime.
哎，这么长的一段经文，这么有名的一个故事，哎，里面一个非常非常重要的角色，哎，居然没有出现妈妈，你有看到吗
？And such a long story, and tell that event, but seems very key person in the family, like a mother, that does not appear in that story.
甚至那个宴席也没有提到是妈妈准备，仆人准备。
And even that feast, it didn't say it's mom prepared, but the servant prepared.
那么这个比喻呢，被称为浪子的故事。但是这个题目当然不是圣经原本就有的了，那是后人加上去的。
And a lot of people refer to this parable as the prodigal son. Of course, this is given by the other people. It's not Bible really doesn't have that name.
所以因为这个比喻的这个 浪子的故事这个名字呢，所以有人就会觉得这个整个故事的主角是这个浪子。
So a lot of them, because the name Prodigal Son, so a lot of people think this parable is the main character is the son, that prodigal, the younger son.
但是事实上呢，我们来看圣经的上文哈，我们就知道这个故事的主角其实是父亲。
But if we look at this whole text, context, we can see this parable, this key character is actual father.
大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我把这段经文的上文给大家也读一下，大家可以看到我来读哈。
And I want to read some scripture actually before this parable in the Bible.
路亚福音的十五章一到十二节，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。耶稣就用比喻说：你们中间谁有一百只羊，失去一只，不把这九十九只撇在旷野，去找那失去的羊，直到找着了呢？找着了，就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上回到家里，就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说：我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，较比为九十九个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。或是一个富人有十块钱，若失落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，仔细细地找，直到找着吗？找着了，就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说：我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说：父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。这就是我们刚才所读的那个浪子的故事前面的经文。
So this is the scripture that ahead of the scripture we just read about the prodigal son.
所以耶稣是一连讲了三个比喻。
So Jesus actually told three parables.
那么在前两个比喻当中呢，主角第一个当然就是那个寻找迷失的羊的那个牧人。
And the first parable, the key character, of course, is the shepherd. He is trying to looking for the lost sheep.
然后他把这个走失的羊带回来，欢喜快乐大宴宾客。
And he found the lost sheep and is raised with joy. He invited all the guests to celebrate.
然后呢，那个富人呢找到那丢失的一块钱，非常高兴跟他的邻舍分享那个喜乐。
And the woman is the second one and found this lost money. She also very happy and celebrate with her neighbors.
然后第三个比喻当然也让我们看到这里有一个欢喜的父亲就像前面那个欢喜的牧人啊欢喜的父亲第三个比喻有个欢喜的父亲他的这个浪子小儿子回来了
And also the third one we also see there's a key character is a joyful father because his son younger son came back
所以主耶稣在这里说的呢其实就是罪人悔改那么所带来的喜乐
And of course, the also the parable bring one theme is that how the joy will bring to the Heavenly Father if a sinner repented.
那么在浪子的比喻当中，这个父亲呢，我们大家都知道是来形容天父上帝的。
And of course, in the third parable, it's very clear the Father is represent the Heavenly Father.
所以就像我们今天领会弟兄祷告的那样，我们的天父是最完美的父亲。
And just like our brother prayed this morning, that our Father, Heavenly Father, is the most perfect Father.
那个离家的浪子和那个一直留在家中的大儿子呢，就代表这个世界上两类人。
And the younger son that leave the home, the prodigal son, and the son that older son that stayed home, represent two kind of people in this world.
那么一种人当然就像那个浪子一样了，就是堕落，就是放纵，就是远离神、背离神啊。
And one group of people is just like this younger son is just basically rebellious and corrupted and let his or her lust go, just enjoy the world corruption.
啊，那么另外一种呢，就是看上去好像一直是亲近神，但是心却是悖逆、自高、骄傲、自以为意的，就是那个大儿子。
And the elder son actually represents people in appearance looks like he is very godly and close to God, but inside actually is the rebellious, the arrogant, and also reject God.
啊，那么当时在耶稣讲这三个比喻的时候呢，他身边就是这两类人。
And when Jesus tell this parable, the third parable, and the crowd around him actually is made of these two kind of group of people.
啊，一种就是那罪人和税吏，就当然就是那个浪子了，浪子所代表的那群人。
And one group of people, sinner and a tax collector, basically that younger son represents.
另外一种就是文士和法利赛人，也就是比喻当中那个大儿子所代表的这群人。
And another group is the Pharisees and scribes, and that represented by the elder son.
那么这个完美的父亲是怎样对待他这两个儿子的呢？
And this perfect father, how he deal with these two sons.
就是爱。
And he deal with love.
啊，所以我们今天来思想这个完美的父亲，从他身上来思想他这样一个完美的爱。
So today we just from this parable, let's think about this perfect father, how he demonstrates perfect love.
前两天我在开车的时候，我前面一台车，这个车后面贴了一个车贴。
And a couple of days ago when I drive, I saw a car in front of me has a bump stick.
然后这个车贴上写着。All you need is love.
And my mistake basically says all you need is love. 你所要的就是爱。
对，其实你所要的一切啊，不是房子，不是车子，不是票子，不是权利，不是地，对，是爱。
So basically said all you love, the world what we love, is not house, not the money, not the power, not fame. All we need is love.
这是一首歌的名字，大家知道吗？有没有人知道？
And this actually is the.
因为我这个年纪可能知道啊，年轻的不知道。OK， 那么事实是这样。其实我们人类最需要的是爱，不要弄错了，不要弄错，最需要的是爱呀、
啊。Indeed, that is a fact. Human really need is love.
啊，但是呢，从我们人类的始祖亚当夏娃堕落犯罪以来，这个爱在我们人当中就失去了，或者污染了。
Of course, since the falling of a human being, and this love is lost, or you can say the love is being corrupted.
所以我们会看到哈、啊，就是当人堕落犯罪之前啊，这个亚当爱夏娃，哇，爱得不得了，骨中之骨，肉中之肉啊，爱得不得了的。
And we can see before fall, and love among human being, like Adam say Eve is this is my bone of bone, flesh of flesh. It's such a deep love.
但是堕落犯罪之后呢，亚当连他妻子的名字都不叫了，那个女人。
And but after fall, Adam even don't want to mention the name. He just said that woman.
还害我哈。那当然，夏娃这个时候我们知道，那心都碎了，所以我们看见丈夫不再爱妻子，妻子不再爱丈夫。
So you can see, of course, it would be very heartbroken, and then the love between husband and the wife is gone.
我们又看到他们生的两个儿子，哥哥不爱弟弟，哥哥把弟弟都杀了啊。
And then let's see the son they gave a birth to, and there is no blood and love among them. Actually, the elder brother killed the younger brother.
所以一直到今天，我们看这个世界上啊，就是也不是缺少什么科技啊，甚至也不是缺少什么财富啊，真正缺的就是人与人之间爱缺失了。
So if we look at this world today, we honestly say, there's not lack of technology, not even lack of wealth. It's because we lack of love.
那么上帝给这个世界上的父亲有一个最最重要的责任，就是父亲是要来在家庭当中要教导孩子，这是作为父亲最重要的责任了。
And God actually gave fathers a very important responsibility in the home that father is supposed to teach.
那么其实我们很多时候我们都觉得，哎呀，这个家里的父亲或者这个家里的男人丈夫啊，他首先应该是什么？应该是正面包的人，是不是？我们都这样想，那带钱回来。
And but today, a lot of times, the world view is the father at home. The law is he is the person should get the bread for the family.
但圣经不是这样，圣经说一个父亲呢、啊、在家里最最重要，甚至一个男人在家里最最重要的，男人是家里的头，父亲在家里是要教导的，这是作为一个父亲最重要的责任和使命啊。
But that's not the teacher of the Bible. The teacher of the Bible is the father, old man, actually, as a head of the house. His responsibility is teaching, and that's his mission. That's his, that's what is to give to him.
Yeah, 所以我们看到啊，如果我们的父亲啊不能带钱回来，你不要轻看他啊，你还是要尊重他的教导。他的责任不是仅仅是赚钱回来，他责任是来教导孩子。
So today, even your father cannot bring bread to the family, you still need to honor him because his responsibility is not bring bread to the home, but to teach. You still need to honor his teaching.
啊，所以我们看屏幕上两处经文，我给大家读一下，大家可以看哈。
Let's look at the scripture said on the screen. I just read it. You can look at the screen.
箴言一章八节，我儿要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则。以弗所书六章四节，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。这里都谈到父亲啊，当然也包括母亲对孩子的教导。
And the most scripture talk about the father, of course, including mother too, their teaching and discipline to their children.
那我们来看刚才这个浪子的比喻当中，这个父亲我们有没有看他有没有教导呢？
And so let's go back to this parable of that parable we just read. Is the father figure in this whole parable, does he ever teach?
这个浪子的父亲他不是说父亲最重要的任务是教导吗？那他有教导吗？从这个比喻当中，我们有看到这个父亲有教导吗
？And we want to see is we said the father's most important responsibility is teach. So in this whole story, does the father actually teaches?
然后我们甚至可以说，如果说这个父亲有教导，那他教导似乎不怎么成功，对不对？你看这两个孩子好像都不太像样，哎，好像没有教导的很好啊。
And sometimes we even think, oh, if the father actually teaches, seems not very successful because these two sons seem not very good.
一个是离家出走，耗费资财；一个虽然留在家里，但是你看骄傲自高啊，悖逆。
And one is can leave the home and waste all what he has, and the other even stay at home, but it's very rebellious in his heart and arrogant.
我们首先要澄清一个事实，我们不能说好像这两个儿子看上去不太像样，我们就说父亲没有教导，父亲在教导。
And one thing I have to make it clear, we cannot just appear on appearance that the son doesn't looks good and the father does not teach, and in fact he does.
Yeah. 我们都知道，我们称上帝是我们的天父上帝，是不是？
And we all know that we call Father, God is our Heavenly Father.
我们这个世界上的人都是神按他自己形象所造的人。
And this world, everyone is created according to His image.
但是人还是堕落犯罪，远离神，是不是
？People also sin, fell, and stay away from God.
那我们是不是就说，那天父上帝对人啊没有教导，或者说教导很失败呢？或者上帝根本就没有教导人
？Or can we say just God never ever teach us, or his teaching is very much failed.
其实没有了，上帝一直在教导人，教导这世上按他形象所造的人。上帝用有的时候是用有声的语言，就是用先知和使徒向世人说话；有的时候，或者说更多的时候，是用无声的语言，就是行动。
And as a matter of fact, God actually teaches the people that made according to His image, and all the time. Sometimes He used a word that through prophet teaches, and sometimes, or even most time, He uses His action in silence to teach us.
好，我们来看那个浪子回家之后，这个父亲他是怎样的反应。
Let's first look at when the prodigal son went back home. What's the reaction of the father?
还是大家可以看着屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读。
And I read again so you can look at the script.
路加福音十五章十八节，我要起来到我父亲那里去，对他说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。”于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远。他父亲看见，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。”父亲却吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。”他们就快乐起来。那个浪子回来之后呢，这个父亲对浪子可以说没有讲一句话，他所讲的话都对仆人讲，他对浪子没有讲一句话。
If you look at this story, when the younger son come back, the father actually didn't say anything to the younger son. All what he said is to his servant.
Yeah. 但他做什么呢？他只有行动。
But he does have action.
啊，看到这个儿子回来，一句话都不说啊，过去就紧紧的抱住。你们知道，刚从猪圈里出来的啊，过去就抱住，不仅抱住，连连的就亲嘴啊，亲吻呐、啊。
And if you look at his action, when the son, he saw the son come back, he didn't say anything, but go to hug him tightly. Now remember, his son just come out of the swan's pit, so very dirty. And he hug him and kiss him.
Yeah. 有人说一句话呀，什么是爱呢？爱就是 less talking, more doing.
So somebody said, what is love? Love is just less talking, more doing.
那么当然了、这个也是很有意思的一句话，但是这个父亲在这里他就是这样的，他 less talking, 他对这个儿子一句话没说，但他行动却很多。
So basically that's exactly what this father doing. In this case, the father really didn't have any talking to the son, but he has a lot of action.
一般来说我们都会这样讲，就是说，哎，你看你现在知道错了吧，是不是？我们都会这样讲。
If we put in that position, we probably the son come back or first go to say something to him. Hey, look, now you know you're wrong, right?
找你干什么去了，是不是？
What do you do in the early time?
你给你讲多少遍？
Told you so many times.
去洗一下，洗一下。
To wash yourself, go ahead. To clean up yourself first.
看你就烦。
And I was really pissed off by you.
但是呢，这个父亲一句话都没有。
But here, the father didn't say anything.
所以这一连串无声的举动，一连串的行动，其实就是最好的爱的表达，也是最好的爱的教育。
So you can see this series of action of the father is the best expression of love, and also the best way to teach what is love.
他也在告诉这个孩子，这个孩子就明白什么是真正的爱，爱不一定非要说出来的。
And with his action, he's teaching his son about love, and the son also understands what is love. You don't have to be saying.
那么我们也知道这个浪子以后碰到可能碰到跟他一样污秽的人，跟他一样摔过跤跌过倒的人，他也会这样去拥抱，因为他曾经这样被拥抱过。
So this son, we can imagine that later on when he ran into somebody failed or fall or dirty, he can hug them too because he has been hugged in the same way.
我总是记得这个廖爱华姊妹来到我们当中跟我们分享的时候，她总说一句话：什么是传福音呢？
And I always remember an evangelist come to us to teach us say what it is to preach the gospel.
就是一个乞丐告诉另外一个乞丐哪里可以找到食物。
Preach the gospel is just one beggar to tell the other beggar where you can find the food.
都是乞丐，都是罪人，不要谁瞧不起谁，都是乞丐，都是罪人。
We all begs, we are all sinners, that we don't need to look down the others.
但是我这个罪人，我这个污秽的罪人，曾经被我的天父上帝一句话都不说，紧紧的拥抱过啊。
And but if me, this sinner, once was hugged by my heavenly Father, and
他亲吻我。
And he hugged me. He kissed me.
我赶紧去告诉其他的罪人，告诉你哪里有爱，哪里有真正的拥抱，哪里有真正的爱。
And I will run to the other banks. I will tell them where there is a true love, where there is a true hug.
所以天父上帝就像这个父亲一样，常常的用无声的语言、行动来教导。
So Heavenly Father, just like in this story, most time, many, many times, he used this silent, no talking, but used his action to teach us what is love.
啊，我给大家读屏幕上的经文啊，大家还是可以看着哈。
I'll read some scripture, and you can look on the screen.
诗篇十九篇，大卫的诗交给灵长，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识，无言无语，也无声音可听。他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。啊，就是讲到上帝他的话语传遍全地，但是却不用发出声音啊。
And in that scripture, basically said God's word preached to the whole earth, all the universe, but there's no voice, there's no sound.
他有很多的行动，他有很多的作为。
He has a lot of actions, a lot of works.
啊，那我们就说，那他到底通过这些行动，通过这些作为，对我们说了什么呢？
And we're wondering, okay, through those actions, through those works, what do you want to say to me?
耶稣做出了解释，上帝这些举动到底在表达什么？到底在教我们什么
？And Jesus gave the explanation that all God's those without sound, the action want to teach us what?
啊，我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读哈，《马太福音》五章四十四到四十五节。
Let's read this scripture together on the screen.
啊，四十节起。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。这样就可以做你们天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。啊，所以上帝让这个日头日升日落，让这个雨降下来，这都没有说话的，没有发出声音，这都是上帝的行动，上帝的作为。
So we can see God let the sun rise, sun down, and get the rain come down. All those are the action of God, but God didn't say anything.
但是这是上帝透过这些行为来教导我们。
But God through those actions teach us.
教导爱。
Teach us about his love.
啊，耶稣把这样的信息告诉我们。其实耶稣不是在说新的东西，上帝一直这样告诉我们。
And Jesus explained it to us. Jesus didn't say something new. It's just explained that God has been using this love to love us.
所以呢，做父亲的要教导孩子，那么我们常常忽略一个非常有效的教导的方式，就是你不要只是用嘴巴，你用你的行动。
And also father at house has the responsibility to teach our children. I think a lot of time we ignore a very important way, which is use our action, not just use our mouth.
我们做父亲的要教导孩子成为一个敬畏神的人，因为敬畏神是知识，是智慧的开端，知识的开端。那么我们自己做父亲，我们就不能是一个在教会聚会常常迟到的人。
Yeah, just for example, if we want to teach our children as to honor God, to worship God, and so ourselves just cannot be in the action such as I come to church always late.
甚至我常常根本就不去。跟弟兄姊妹在一起参加教会的聚会，然后我对我的孩子说：“你要敬畏神。”
Or I just even didn't go to church to worship God, and then I teach my children, said, "Hey, you got to honor God and worship God."
那无效的。
And there's no effect.
所以你有敬畏神的行动，你有敬拜神的行动，你不用说什么，你就是对孩子最好的教导了。
And you have the action of honor God, worship God.And you have that type of work is the most best teaching to your children that how to worship God.
我们都希望自己的孩子那成为一个勤劳的人，成为一个可以自立的人。
And we also want to teach our children become a person of diligence and can be a self-sustained or work hard type of person.
那我们自己做父亲的，我们在家里。 就不能啊什么都不做，每天在家里就是别人把什么都准备好，然后回家就躺着看电视，我们就不能这样。
So as a father, I cannot at home just didn't do anything and just everyone doing things for me, and I'm just whenever went back to home, I just lie on the couch and watch the movie or something.
那有人说，哎呀，那我上班一天很累，回来当然要休息啊。
And then they say, oh, I'm got tired after work, I need a rest.
那我的工作那么忙，孩子又看不见。
And I'm so busy at work, but my children don't see it.
但是只要在座的父亲，你回家里，你可以坐到那里去上网，去看那些无聊的信息。
But as long as we, as a father here, we go home and we sit there in front of a TV or whatever, watch all those kind of pointless type of message or whatever.
去关心各种八卦新闻啊，甚至国家大事啊，这关心这些，去看那些无聊的电影电视啊，甚至去打游戏消磨时间。
Or you can see all kinds of pointless type of message meaning, or even play the games.
你只要有时间在家里做这些事情，你就应该起来，你去多做做家务，在家里多做做事情，你孩子可以看得到。
The point is, as long as you have time to do this, you should get up and do some housework so your children can see.
你不要总是啊，你对孩子说你要把你的屋子收拾好，你要怎样怎样怎样，你自己做。
Do not just say to your children, say, "Hey, you got to keep your house clean, or do things." And you shall them.
我当然不是说你替孩子去做他的房间，不是这个意思啊。
I'm not saying that you help you clean up his house. What I'm saying is,
你做你
，you do your share.
我以前的牧师告诉我啊，就是孩子不是向他的父母学习的，不是的。
And my former pastor actually one time told me, he said, the children are actually not learned from their parents.
他是拷贝 copy.
They actually copy their parents.
所以这个真的是提醒了我这句话。
And that actually reminded me a lot.
很多的时候我们用言语对孩子的教导，我们可能经过了思考，也经过了一些考虑的，跟他讲。
And a lot of times when we use a language to teach our children, we gave a very detailed thoughts before we do that.
但是我们平常就是行动行为，我们很多的时候我们就想怎样就怎样，其实我们的孩子都看到了，然后他在模仿，他在拷贝。
But a lot of time our actions are doing it without any consideration, so our children saw it and they copy it.
所以我们来看到这个浪子的比喻当中啊，这个用来预表天父上帝的这个父亲。
So in this parable, we can see the father that represents Godfather.
他怎样教导这个浪子呢？他用行动。
How he teaches this prodigal son, and he uses his action.
当这个浪子已经认罪悔改了，当这个浪子已经知道自己错了，当这个浪子知道自己不配得到饶恕和宽免，当这个浪子成为这样的一个儿子。
When this brother son come back and confesses sin, he knows he is wrong, and he confesses sin, he even said he is not worthy to be a son again. When this moment comes,
然后这个父亲就一句话都没有再对这个浪子说，一句话都不用说，上去就是紧紧的拥抱，连连的亲吻，完全的接纳。
And the father even didn't say any single word. He just hugged him and kissed him.His action show his complete acceptance of the son.
所以我记得有个神学家说过什么是信心呢？就是对接纳的接纳。
And so I remember the one theologian said, "What is the faith? The faith is to receive the receive."
相信上帝接纳了我这个罪人。
And I believe that God received.The sinner.
我相信上帝对我罪人的接纳是真实的，我接受，我相信。
I accept that God accept me as a sinner.
这个浪子为什么相信父亲真正的就接纳了他呢？浪子为什么相信呢
？Why the son can truly believe that his father accepted him?
因为我父亲一句话都没说，上来就抱我，上来就亲我，我就信了。
because my father actually didn't say anything, just right come to me and hug me and kiss me.
好，我们再来看呢，这个父亲怎样来教导他那个留在家中的大儿子。
So let's look at the second half of that, how this father teaches the son at home.
啊，大家看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家读一下。
I'll read that part again.
啊。我来读啊，大家看《路加福音》十五章。那时大儿子在田里，他回来离家不远，听见坐月跳舞的声音，就叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说：“你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。”大儿子却生气，不肯进去。他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说：“我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命。你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。”父亲对他说：“儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。”那么这个大儿子在家里呢，他是非常的不开心的。
And we can see the elder son is very unhappy.
那他不开心的原因很简单，就是他自以为意呀。
And of course, the reason for him to be unhappy is very simple, because he is very self-righteous.
他觉得自己很好，他觉得这个他的弟弟很坏。
He thinks he is very good, and his brother is very bad.
他不开心不是因为父亲对他不好，父亲对他非常的好，父亲所有的一切都是他的。
Because he is not happy, it's not because the father doesn't treat him well, because the father said everything is yours. But what he
他的不开心完全是自己造成的，因为他太骄傲了。
And he's unhappy is all of his own because he's so arrogant.
所以一个骄傲的人呐，很难开心。
A person of arrogance or pride is very hard to be happy.
太难了。
Too difficult.
那么对于这个不开心的大儿子。父亲有没有上去就拥抱啊
？And for this son, does the father like to hug him?
没有了，他就要教导了。
No, rather he's clearly teaching.
就开口对他说话，就你这样不对啊。
And he basically opens his mouth and said, "Well, you got it wrong."
简单就说，你看。你是多么有福气啊！你多么蒙福啊！你都不知道感恩呐、啊！我一切所有的都是你的。
Basically, if I reinterpret the word, the father basically says, "Look, you're so blessed. You are all I have is yours. You even don't know how to thank."
太自私了。
And you're just so selfish.
一点感恩心都没有，给你那么多的恩典，那么多的好处，天天跟我在一起，所有一切都是你。都没有感恩呐、啊。
There's so many grace, so many good things I give to you. You raise me every day, but you never give a thanks.
第二个，你这个弟弟是死而复活，就是你太残忍冷酷了。你这个弟弟是死过一回的人呐、
啊。And on the other hand, they said that your brother actually is kind of out of death. Is a person like dead.
你在家里享福啊，所有的一切都是你的。你的弟弟在外面死啊，落到黑暗里，落到猪圈里，孤独黑暗。你这个当哥哥的一点怜悯都没有，你是多么冷酷无情的人呐、
啊、！And while you enjoy the abundance at home, your brother actually died in the wilderness, in outside. But you, as a brother, you really don't have a heart of mercy. You're so cold.
你享了多少福，他受了多少苦。
And how many blessings you had, and how many suffering that your brother had.
这句话其实听起来非常熟悉啊！这就是那个亚伯拉罕对那个财主和拿撒对财主说的话，就是你看那个乞丐拿撒路，他受了多少苦啊！你看你那个财主，你多享福啊！你有什么还不买不觉得不公平的
？And this is kind of familiar when in the parable of Lazarus, that story and.Abraham said to the wealthy person, said, "Hey, look, you have in your life, you have enjoyed a lot of abundance, but Lazarus actually suffered a lot."
然后就说你应该高兴，啊，应该喜乐。
And then he teaches son, "You actually should be happy."
其实我们看这句话，其实父亲呢没有当着哥哥的面批评弟弟，是不是？
And here we can see father didn't criticize the younger brother in front of the elder brother.
他其实就是指出哥哥的问题，而且说哥哥你该怎么做。
And he just directly point out the elder brother's problem and clearly say what you should do.
啊，其实有些做父亲的没有这样的智慧。
And we want to say sometimes as a father we don't have such a wisdom.
啊，我比如说我们有几个孩子，我们可能对这个孩子啊，我们比较欣赏的孩子就说啊，你不要跟你弟弟计较啦，哎呦他，哎呀他就是这样了，不要跟他计较啦。
For example, if we have more than one children, sometimes we would say to the father, the brother, hey, don't be mad with your younger brother. He's not that good or something.
Okay, yeah. 这个父亲有没有这样讲？没有这样讲。
And you can see the father didn't say that way here.
所以简单的说，我们今天说到父亲的责任呢是教导，而在浪子的比喻当中，这个父亲他真的是在教导。
And today we said that the father's responsibility is to teach. And we can see in this parable, the father indeed teaches.
那么对于已经认罪悔改的浪子，他不再说一句话，他上去就是拥抱亲吻。
And for this prodigal son that already confessed his sin and repented, he didn't say anything. He just hugged him and kissed him.
用行动去爱，去教导。
And use his action to love and teach love.
啊，我这样爱你，你以后也要这样爱别人。
And love this way, you should love the others like this.
对于还没有认罪悔改的大儿子，那就要指出他的问题了。
And to the elder son that not realizes sin and not repent and confess, then he had to clearly point out his problem.
而且明确对他提出要求，你要怎么悔改，你要怎么做。
And also made a very clear demand what he should do.
那父亲有没有行动呢？对于这个大儿子来说，还是有行动。
And as the father has action to this elder son, yes.
跑出去劝他。
And
还是去找到这孩子劝他。
And the elder son actually is kind of mad at somewhere, but the father go out to find him.To teach him.
好，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。我们还是坐着读啊，就坐着读，一起来读屏幕上的经文。这是父亲讲神讲给他选民的话。
Let's read the scripture. Let's just sit there and read it. And this is the word that God speaks to His people.
啊，申命记的六章四到九节，四节起。以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主。你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要记在手上做记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并用你的城门上。啊，这里谈到基督徒的信靠神的基督徒的父母啊，尤其是父亲要教导自己的孩子。
And we talk about Christian that trust God and the parents should teach our children.
啊，有的时候是用言语，有的时候是用行动。
Sometimes use our language, sometimes use our actions.
啊，接下来我们有一个小视频哈，我们也可以一起来看一下。
In closing, we have a little video.I want everyone to look at it.
Yeah. 我们可以把对这个稍微答案一点。啊？是呀。OK， 我这上午来还试过的，不过不要紧，你去到那个 sermon 那个 Sunday sermon 那个文件夹里面，整那个视频就在上面啊 ，MP4 我放到那个文件夹里面了。就 Sunday sermon， 我们教会那个云盘 Sunday sermon 那个文件夹，哎、啊、对。
今天是我人生的第一天，
啊，感谢神啊，这是人们就是制作这样的一个短片，让我们可以用另外一个角度，站在今天的视野，再一次思想浪子的故事。
Thank God that people make that video. That from today's viewpoint, let's rethink about the story of a prodigal son.
啊，我自己呢，我知道一个真实的事情。
I know this a true thing.
就是有一个年轻人呢，他就是活在罪中，无法自拔。
I know a young man that is living sin just cannot get out of it.
后来被他的父亲发现之后呢，父亲就把他赶出家门。
And his father found and the father just cast him out of the house.
然后就是很多年很多年，这个孩子呢尝试要再跟父亲联系，父亲不理他。
Many many years the son tried to get a contact with his father. His father just do not respond.
后来有一天呢，就是在西雅图的一个医院，就联系到这个父亲，就是我们这里，有一个中年人，他已经很快就要离世了，他想见一下你，他说你是他的父亲。
And then later on in Seattle and in the hospital that there's a connection message from message to that son said that.There's somebody in the hospital. He's almost like to the end of his life, and he claims your father. He wants to see you.
因为这个病人他常年以来他这种，这种生活，他这种活在最终的这种生活方式，他已经，在世上的年日已经到头了。
I'm sorry. That in the hospital is the son, and because his.Bad lifestyle, so make his house is pretty bad, and is pretty much is going to die.
后来家中的父亲呢，就对那个医院就说，我不认识这个人，没这个儿子。
And the father basically said to the hospital, said I don't have this such a son.
所以这个儿子最后就这样的离世。
And the son just died in the hospital.
浪子的故事是在圣经里的。
The prodigal son, that story is in the Bible.
但是在这个世界上，不是每个人都有第二次机会。
And in this world, you probably not necessarily everybody has the second chance.
所以愿今天啊，我们基督徒的父亲，我们真正的能够来思想神的心意。
So today, plead that all our Christian father thinking about the will of God, heart of God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, gave your own word through the Bible.
感谢圣灵带领我们从圣经的话语当中来看见我们的天父上帝是何等的爱我们。
Thank you that through the word of God we can see our Heavenly Father how much He loved us.
我们也为在座的父亲们来祷告。
So pray for all the fathers here.
也愿神加添我们做父亲的心中的信心、热心和爱心。
May God add our fathers the faith, the passion, and the love.
更是赐给我们做父亲的有从神来的智慧。
And also give us fathers that has the wisdom from God.
让我们能够以神的爱来教导、来养育我们的孩子。
So we can use the love of God to raise our children.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天信息就到这里。